Alrighty.
See when I went over 7 loss today.
Oh, yeah, look, it was a game of momentum. I thought we'd probably missed a few opportunities in the first quarter, but our poor intent in the third really cost us. Probably should have been hurt by a bit more in that third quarter, but hardball gets, you know, your ability to stick your head over the ball when it really mattered went away from us in that third quarter in particular. Having said that, you know, the game was still on the line right up until the last 5 minutes, so sort of get that you can't win every game and you can have ups and downs with momentum, but it was just too big a gap with our consistency in that area.
Did they adjust better to the wet weather as well?
Oh, I thought our last quarter we our numbers looked okay. I thought the last quarter was really wet. Not necessarily that. I thought for the most part of the whole game they actually had a little bit more of an edge around the footy. Yeah, we scouted, they were dangerous, and we scouted the way they were playing is slightly different than last year, so I wasn't surprised to see what we saw, ability to stop it. We scouted Martin, and inability to shut him down when we had roles for it was concerning, and we need to look at that as well. Look, probably you've got to give credit to Richmond. You know, I think they elevated and we didn't respond. And like I said, momentum happens. I mean, you look at last night and games, you know, obviously every week had swings. Ours, to turn things around, just wasn't quick enough to stop. They got really good supply in the third quarter and to their credit, their forward half pressure, which we scouted, was at its best and we couldn't penetrate.
5-day break now to the Swans next Thursday.
How do you approach that? Yeah, well, it's interesting. We'll review the game here and then our coaches will code the game and we've got to move on pretty quick. I mean, Monday we'll start working on opposition with our players. So we'll take some positives out of today, but we'll also take some big areas of improvement. And like I said, Richmond were probably consistent all day in that area of the game. And in the end, it's hurt us.
Full intensity of your focus for the coming week then, especially as you can expect Sydney to be very intense in that area, especially...
I think every team wants pressure and intensity and the contest and wants to win the contested ball, so that's coming every week. Saints were the same last week, you know, North the same round one, so that's just a given now. I don't think it's any team's particular style, just teams are better at it than others because everyone's trying to...
What have you made of the season, the start of the season overall?
Have
you thought that
you've
been a bit below your best?
Jeez, yeah, before the game, you'd asked that. I don't think you would even ask that. So, I mean, we're going to ride the wave a little bit, but not as much as you guys. The next question will come about interstate form and all that sort of stuff, so I get that's coming, but we can't deviate from what we're doing and lose belief after, you know, a disappointing performance, and we won't do that. He pulled up fine. I haven't got any reports to say that he's no good. So I think we've got through okay. Lacroix got a bit of a cut on the back of his head, but I think for the most part the guys finished off the full game.
What about soreness in general? Is it a pretty physical sort of
affair? This is footy. They'll be sore, but that's everyone's sore. And you know, we've got to get on with our recovery as quick as we can. We won't be able to train this week. So, you know, we need to review the game pretty quickly, like I said, and focus on Sydney. We'll come out breathing fire on Thursday.
Do you potentially manage someone like Sam Mitchell?
We'll have to have a look how they pull up. Yep, so the whole week we're based around how they pull up and how we manage that. They're coming up for a 6-day break. Both of us are going to be travelling, so it'll be even.
So there's no real indications on anyone at the moment?
That's too early to tell. I didn't. Must admit, I didn't ask him how they were feeling after the game. Well, I think a bit like our side. He started well. He missed a few opportunities to connect forward when it really mattered most. Like a lot of our players, it there's some work to be done. Look, he's still working towards his best form. I think we've all seen it in the past, and I think he'd be the first one to agree he's not quite there yet. But I saw some good signs at stages today. You know, as much as we like him to play his part around that contest, he's the finisher for us. So he needs to go when it's his turn. But I thought inside we got beaten. All good?
Thank you.